It is day one of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in Filmmakers Lounge in the Whiskey Jar on the downtown mall of Charlottesville, interviewing filmmakers and directors and actors and other luminaries and guests here for the Virginia Film Festival. I am sitting across from Darnell Lamont Walker. You are a documentary filmmaker. Your film, Seeking Asylum, screens at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Violet Crown, and it's going to be paired with another film called Anywhere But Here, and we already spoke to that filmmaker, Lorenzo Dickerson, who's a Virginia native who came back here, and he did a film about incarcerated inmates in our local jail. Okay. You did a film about the experience as an African American in Europe and talking to people over there, and what they thought about what was going on here in the United States. Yeah, I don't need to tell the story. You tell the story.
Yeah,
Give us the background.
Yeah, so it's really it's about me as an African American in America, but wondering where else I'd be accepted in the world.
Hence the title, Seeking Asylum.
Seeking Asylum, yeah.
Right. And
so I went to Amsterdam, Norway, London, Paris, and asked people on the streets. Tried to get in touch with politicians as well, but I wasn't very successful in that. But and just asked, you know, how are you treated here as a black person? And would you accept African Americans if we decided to make a grand exodus and head this way?
And you were in these were
Norway. I went from Norway to London, to Amsterdam, to Paris, and back to London. And this was right after the Freddie Gray situation in Baltimore that we're still dealing with as well. And it was a day after. And so I just grabbed my camera and headed over and asked these questions.
And you said you tried to reach out to some political leaders, but you didn't get any response.
I heard back from a few, none who wanted to speak to
speak,
me. None who wanted to speak to me on camera, which is strange, which led to, I just finished another part, and this has picked up so much where I've been invited to other countries. So we've done one in South Africa. I actually just moved to South Africa about a month ago.
Moved as in you live there now.
I live there now.
Oh, wow.
To South Africa about a month ago, and we're going to Ghana in December, and where political leaders actually want to speak and talk, and so it's picking up some steam, and it's pretty interesting.
Well, so we'll follow up on that in a second, but I'm intrigued by this film, Seeking Asylum, which is again screening Sunday at 2 at the Violet Crown. So you were literally just stopping people in the street.
Yeah.
Now, were you seeking out black people to talk to, or?
No, I spoke to everyone, black, white, anyone I could find, really, in the street that wanted to speak to me. You know, I stay in hostels when I travel, and so I was lucky enough to run into some travelers as well who've seen the world and get their experience. There's a white girl I spoke to in Norway who, she says she's been watching the news, and it makes her just, you know, very sad. I mean, she just wants to cry about what's happening back in America, and talk to young black people in Amsterdam as well. So, yeah.
And I asked you before we started taping, everybody you found spoke English.
Everyone spoke English, which was, it wasn't a surprise. Like, it didn't seem like a surprise until you asked the question.
They were talking English.
Everyone spoke English. There were some who were hard to understand.
Sure.
But they definitely spoke English. So
you know what? They probably speak English better than I speak Norwegian.
Yeah, all the way.
So your initial question was, would you accept African Americans in your country if they came over here? But what other topics kind of unfolded during these discussions?
We talked about like the way the racism in the country and whether racism exists or not in that country. Like in London, they didn't feel so much that racism was an issue as much as class. And so you have America, and then you have the rest of the world. And in America, it's racism. In the rest of the world, it's class issues. But with hints of racism,
So they feel that way.
So they feel that way.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't buy it. Like, and looking at it from where I came from, it, you know, and seeing like the supremacy of how supremacy works, I couldn't buy that so much as.
So when they say, oh, darling, we don't care what color your skin color is, just how much money you have.
Oh, yeah. Like I had a young black guy in Norway tell me that, you know, he lived in a good neighborhood, and racism didn't exist for him because of the neighborhood he lived in. And so I asked, you know, well, if African Americans wanted to come here to Norway, would you accept us? And he says, no. He's like, no, you can't live in my neighborhood.
Yeah, but was it the African part or the American part?
It was that, right? And that's the question, you know? And yeah. It's like, oh, man. So it was very strange to see the dynamics and how everything plays out, which is why I'm really interested in seeing the rest of the world and how they take this.
So is this turning into then an ongoing project?
Yeah, it has. I left that project. I finished that project and did a few festivals outside of this one already. And once I got to a festival in South Africa, they wanted me to film while I was there.
Right.
And so that turned into a separate project in itself. And now we're going to Ghana in December. Headed over to Hong Kong after that in early 2017.
So if people want to keep track of this conversation, I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. everyone at the film festival should come see the film Seeking Asylum, screening with Anywhere But Here, Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Violet Crown. But if they want to keep up with this yeah. Project Darnell, do you have a website or do you have something set up?
I do have a website, seekingasylumfilm.com.
Okay, that should be easy enough to remember.
Yeah, seekingasylumfilm.com to keep up with the articles and with the films as well. I post them on there. And I post this full film for those who can't make it out to the festival. The full film will be up on Monday. I take it down when festivals come up just to get more people
yes.
to come out, of course.
Yes, because people should come see the film but in the
Monday,
Violet Crown.
Exactly, at the Violet Crown on Sunday at 2 o'clock. But Monday, I will put it back on the site for those who can't make it out. The full film will be there.
So you told me before we started recording that you didn't go to Europe to make a film.
No, I didn't. It was all by accident. And I came home with just hours of footage and didn't know what to do with it.
Which you shot
on a cell phone and your little camera. Yeah.
Yeah. So you weren't like standing in the corner with a film crew and a guy with this.
Oh no.
With this camera on his shoulder no. and a boom mic.
No. I know how to do most of that, but I had to teach myself editing. I had to teach myself how to score because when I made this film, I was living in Los Angeles.
Right.
And all my friends are filmmakers, but they all charged like $1 million and they wouldn't even work for me for free.
So, let me ask you this question. This might be a touchy question, but. Mm-hmm. Would you feel as comfortable as a black man standing on a corner in Los Angeles, stopping people and asking to interview them as you did in the streets of Paris or London or Oslo?
Yeah, I would. I have, actually. And I feel just as comfortable. I wouldn't feel as comfortable talking to political figures in Los Angeles or
sure.
the police in Los Angeles as I did in Oslo and Amsterdam. But talking to the people... People are always ready to speak, especially about such a topic. And in the current climate, it's everyone has a voice and everyone has something to say about it. So yeah, I would.
And did you make friends? Did you interview people that you stayed in touch with?
Oh
since?
Yeah. I'm headed over to South. Well, I live in South Africa now, so mm-hmm. Some friends I made while I was there. They run a film school, and so I go over there and I speak to the kids at the film school now. And going to Ghana was with a friend I've made because of this film, and so it's all great. I just got back from Europe just a few months ago and stayed with some people who I met last year when I made this film.
Fantastic!
And so it's amazing. You know,
man, you are like a globetrotting filmmaker now.
Yeah. I've been all over. I've done 14 countries in the last 6 months. So I'm
wow.
trying to. One day I'll slow down. I'm hoping.
don't do it now. You're on a roll.
Yeah.
Well. So, I've been speaking to Darnell Lamont Walker, the documentary filmmaker, his film Seeking Asylum, one more time, screening Sunday, 2 o'clock at the Violet Crown. And after the film festival, people want to find out more about this project, they can go to seekingasylumfilm.com.
Yep.
I wish you the best of luck, man.
Thank
this
you so
sounds
much.
Really interesting.
Thank
and
you.
I hope we get to see you back here
yeah.
at the Virginia Film Festival.
I hope so. I'm making more films, so I'm hoping to come back.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Darnell, for coming by.
Thank
and
you very
good luck with your screening on Sunday, and enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you very much.